Welcome to This Month, I Am a Monthly podcast with me, Liz Villani, the founder of Be Yourself at Work. This month, I want to really focus on you and how truly remarkable you are. Now, how does that make you feel? It can be quite challenging to get sort of really positive feedback like that, can't it? And when we do, we all react in different ways. But what I'm hoping, if I say it again, you are truly remarkable. That you will actually, inside of you, have something shift, that there's a feeling inside of you that actually, maybe you are amazingly brilliant. And maybe just by me saying that, giving you the chance to reflect on you and have a moment of positive smile within you. That statement is designed to kind of create that within you. And what I want to do in this month's podcast is explore how just by being you and just by caring about the impact that you have on the people around you, you can help other people to feel exactly what you've just felt, even in the smallest of conversations. So we can talk about mentoring, and I'm going to talk about mentoring. But mentoring almost implies that you have to create lots of time. It's, you know, we're all quite time poor. And mentoring makes, I think, often us feel like we've got to have almost like a formal process, even formal training around actually taking a mentee or mentees on and helping them. But actually, you know, we can mentor people by just making them feel special in a moment, or challenging them, or giving feedback, or checking in, or just noticing somebody else and sharing that. That moment of pause, of recognition, can take place in a simple conversation. It could also be silent. You know, sometimes just giving somebody a positive nod or look is enough to help them to feel, hopefully, like you felt when I'll say it again, when I said, you are truly remarkable, because you are. So mentoring others is definitely one of life's greatest pleasures. And, you know, it's really interesting to reflect on, if you had to sort of count on one or two hands, the people that you've met in your life, in your work life as well, that have helped you to sort of have faith in yourself, have helped you maybe by introducing you to somebody or listening or just giving you an opportunity maybe to learn something new or to shine in your own way with an experience. You know, we come across things all the time in our everyday lives that can inspire us. You know, it can be a line in a book, or, you know, a simple statement in a movie. And really often quite simple, straightforward things that we kind of underestimate, but have the power to really impact us, make us stop, you know, and just reflect and think. And this is something that we're all capable of, but we're even more capable of it when we're really being authentic. And that's because it's in those moments that when we're really being us, that actually we really attuned to what actually we can do to make a difference. We become very unique and very special. And, you know, there's a genuineness, there's a authenticity to how we then impact other people. So combining wanting to help, wanting to share, wanting to mentor, maybe even coaching throughout conversations and just generally when we're supporting others, if you can combine that with who you are and your natural uniqueness, then not only do you make a difference, but you're actually really impacting people's lives quite simply by being you and just remembering to do that. So, you know, as I said, it's worth thinking about sort of the five or 10 things or people or words or statements. It's just an interesting reflection, isn't it, for your commute or whatever. Who are the people? What were the moments that perhaps really shaped you, you know, in a way that really, really helped you? You know, I can remember when I started my early career, a board director invited me to do a presentation at a group board level. You know, I was 21 years old. You know, I was terrified. I was absolutely terrified. But I learned as a result of that simple, I think it was literally, I can't even remember, but I would say it was kind of 3 or 4 minutes long, this pitch, if you like, this kind of moment. You know, but I learned that I can stand up in front of people, and that actually people, you know, as a mere graduate, if you like, at that time, people, you know, at that kind of level were just people, you know, and it was an opportunity to shine, but to learn and to experience something very simple. But, you know, I've also been in situations like you will have done where I've just read a very simple line in a book, you know, or there's just, you know, a single statement or a song lyric or something really quite small that stayed with me. And I really encourage you when you have a moment, if you find those, just to sort of think about what those things were for you, because it's actually, once you recognize them and know them, it kind of inspires you to realize that you can do the same for other people. And that's exactly what I want to explore in this month's podcast. So using and tuning in and using your I Am values to bring magic to those around you, your way, doing it your way. Because really you can make, you know, so many people's journeys more impactful and memorable, and they'll remember you too. So that's a nice tick in the heart box as well, when we can make a difference. And it's interesting that, you know, today's younger generation, these are often the people that could really do with our help the most. You know, it's quite tough when you first start your career, isn't it? I mean, it's exciting times, but at the same time, you know, you want to stand out today. You know, the young adults coming in and joining and beginning their careers, you know, they want to stand out, but they also, really interestingly, want to have multiple roles. And that's quite a tall order, isn't it, to stand out, do well, and have multiple roles as well. You know, and you know, young people, young adults, I should say, you know, they grew up with often a recession in their upbringing, and have, you know, more recently experienced the pandemic, which for many was very isolating for young people. So, you know, I see a real sense of pragmatism and a real sense of loving the freedom of work through young adults in their early 20s and late teens as they join the workplace today. But it's a minefield, isn't it? And I remember getting some feedback the first week when I started as a graduate. It was a show my age now. It was before Outlook. And I was typing what is now an email, and I was using capitals. I mean, I know we use a lot of capitals in our branding at Be Yourself at Work, but I had no idea that, according to my manager, what I was doing was actually shouting at somebody in an email. You know, there are so many things that, as we start our careers, we just don't know. We've not experienced it before. It's all new. And having us there for our younger adults, I think is really exciting and really empowering. And I spend a lot of time with clients noticing, you know, that as older people, what we tend to do, you know, because of our success as well, is we'd have a lot of humility and a lot of modesty. Not all of us, but, you know, a lot of us, particularly when we think about, you know, how we might be able to support the younger generations and things. And, you know, the problem with that is that, I mean, it's a lovely trait, isn't it? Having humility and being modest is very charming, and it's a lovely human value and trait. But at the same time, it can really hold us back from realizing that actually, if we shared, you know, a great experience, you know, and more about what we know through who we are, with people just day to day, actually, you know, we could really impact them, and get them to know themselves more, get them to, you know, naturally be inspired. So if that's you and you know you've got strong values around humility and modesty and reflection and holding back and those kind of things, just have a look at the rest of your I Am and just, you know, have a look at the values that you've got around action and care and people. Most people are people at heart, not everyone, but most people are. So, you know, try, there's a big difference between, you know, arrogance and, you know, and just actually just wanting to be able to share what you know and help. And I think we can't do enough of that. And, you know, we're helping people, but at the same time, we're really being us. It's a great opportunity to be your I Am and to live who you are when you're helping and supporting others. So this is about being memorable and making your difference by being unique. You know, and I want to really help you to bring some of that magic of you to those around you. So let's have a quick reflection, first of all, on how we can help. Because, like I said, mentoring can sound time consuming. It can sound like we need some kind of training or boundaries or guidance and those kind of things. And actually, you know, I do think it's a wonderful thing to be able to do mentoring. But we don't necessarily have to go down that route of it taking a long time. We could just, you know, I think a great example of where I've seen day-to-day mentoring really succeed is to change the word mentoring to championing. Who can you champion? Who are you championing? Who can you really back? Who can you spend 5 minutes a week, you know, reminding that actually they're brilliant at something? Who could you introduce them to that actually, you know, imagine if somebody had introduced you in your early 20s to somebody really powerful in your world. That will change your career. It will change your life. And, you know, how much are you doing that? So I think championing is a word that I really, really, really love when we think about the human spirit and who we are and really making a difference to others, rather than mentoring, which feels very, you know, serious, which is absolutely fine too. But I think championing is much easier when you think about implementing it day to day. The other aspects of how you can really use this focus is just to share, to listen, to notice, you know, to give feedback and just to check in with people as well. And it sounds really simple, doesn't it? But actually, you know, those six things, the championing, sharing, listening, noticing, feedback and checking in, you know, we don't tend to consciously put it on our roadmap, you know, on our to-do list, on our plan of action. And actually, you know, I think it's incredibly important that we use this opportunity to make a difference to others by being ourselves. So I'd really encourage you to do that. So one of the things that we've included in this month's I Am Unmonthly is 32 tips to be memorable and have an impact by championing others. So download that, have a look at it. It's got some really great hints and tips from Nikki and our development team and myself around just kind of, you know, really boosting up your superpowers and making that difference by championing other people. So let's have a look at I Am itself and how your I Am can really help you when you think about helping others, you know, and championing and sharing and noticing. So the first thing is, you know, just kind of read your I Am from the top down, first of all. I'm going to come back to the bottom up, but from the top down, and the reason I say top down is that the top two layers of our I Am, the heart and the motivators, are literally our kind of reason and our why. So when you think about unlocking the want to help people, the want to notice, the want to listen, the want to give feedback, the want to champion, the intrinsic motivation to do that will come from these top two layers of your I Am. And we're all unique. You know, everybody listening to this podcast is different. You know, you'll be looking at your I Am, which will be different to another person's I Am. So it's really worth having a moment just to reflect on what is your why for helping people? What is your why for championing? And even, you know, you can start to sort of see the style. So maybe you are more share versus listen. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, what you're doing here when you champion others is just to is to literally do what you can, even in a split second, to help. So I think, you know, there's a lot to be said for sharing and telling and sharing your knowledge and who you are and who you know, you know, rather than just sort of, you know, we all think we should be brilliant listeners, shouldn't we? And listening is great. I'm not dissing it, but, you know, you are an experienced, all-round, you know, professional. So it's okay to share your knowledge. It's okay to tell people what you know. So looking at the top two layers of our I Am can give you some really clear clues as to your why, your motivation and your reasons for championing other people and how that would manifest if you were in that zone. Maybe it's slow, maybe it's, you know, more targeted. So it might be more mentoring style championing. Maybe there's lots of energy up there, you know, and action and pace, you know, and lot learning and knowledge, in which case, you know, maybe you're more of a sharing and quickly noticing and giving feedback type champion. So have a look at your heart and motivated values and reflect on the why for you. We then need to have a look at the role that the reputational and bedrock values play in all of this. And to kind of coin it in a nutshell, what I would say is that the bedrock, when you think about impressions, is what's really powerful. So it's all about first impressions when you think about championing people. The minute you look, you know, you change your expression, you say something, that first impression when you're going to champion somebody, whether you're going to give feedback or check in or share or, you know, tell what you know, is to just literally do it through the energy, the first impressions of your bedrock. Then move on, okay? The reputational layer is then what you do, what you say, you know, what kind of environment does it feel like in that moment? Very practical, turn yourself inside out. And I think when we're thinking about making a memorable impression and helping other people, it's really useful to fold your I am in half. So we've talked already about the top two layers and how they play a role in the kind of intrinsic motivation to really help somebody and make a difference. But it's the bottom two layers of your I am that actually are your how, your why. And we always, sorry if you don't, but I honestly come across this day in, day out. We always underestimate our power when we amplify our bedrock and our reputational values, because the really great, exciting stuff is in our heart and motivators. That's why we chose them to be our favorites when we created our I am. But your grounded power, your strength, your real sense of persona, that real kind of energy that others experience when they're with us, comes through the bedrock and the reputational layer. So what this does mean is that you need to be grounded and self-aware, because if you're not, then you'll be living through your heart and motivator values predominantly. And there's nothing wrong with those values, as you know, but it can really easily be overdone. So you might think, by because you're curious and your motivator values are asking lots and lots of questions of somebody, a young adult starting their career would be really helpful for them. But actually, maybe they just feel interrogated because you're potentially overplaying it. So when you think about implementing this, look at your bedrock, look at your reputational layer, and make that your style. As always, start with the bedrock, but then take each reputational I am value, and then reflect on if you gave that energy to somebody, what would they receive? Okay, so I'll give you an example. I've got kindness in my reputational layer. Okay, if I give kindness to somebody, if I say, you know, what they need to hear in the moment, for example, maybe they're nervous and having a wobble because they've got a big presentation to somebody like you coming up, or those kind of things, then, you know, what do they receive by my kind words, my support, my acknowledgement through that value? They probably feel supported, cared for, a little bit more positive, feeling that they can do it. So it's not always just a logical, well, it's kind, so they're feeling kindness, you know? If you actually take each of your reputational layer values and actually really, really be conscious and self-aware of, if you amplified that with somebody, what is it that they are receiving? So I've got one in my value in my reputational layer called expansive rebellion. Okay, so that's why I do this. You know, I'm an entrepreneur set out to change the world, and it's not small stuff. If I amplified that and really brought it to the fore for somebody else, what they might feel is that they don't have to do things the normal way, that they could do it their way, that they could, you know, maybe it will encourage them to feel more free about what they're embarking on, that they could do things differently, you know. So the impact of you giving and amplifying each of your reputational layer is hugely powerful. And if you can consciously know what other people are receiving when you give those values, you will never underestimate them again, because they're so powerful. You're so powerful. You are so remarkable. So folding your I'm in half, when you think about this work, being really, really, really self-aware of the impact that each of your values, particularly your reputational values, have on other people, all underpinned by your bedrock, you know, really help you to bring moments, not just meets, to when you think about mentoring, sharing, championing, listening, noticing, giving feedback, and checking in. Because it's not easy when you start out necessarily in the first few years of your career, you know, and young adults today, you know, there's a lot to achieve, isn't there, with the economy, you know, and the fact that, you know, you're setting out in the first few years and you actually want flexibility and freedom as well as to make a difference. And you could be that person. You could choose to be that person, even in a single moment, even as you're getting on the tube, just saying good morning to somebody, acknowledging them. It could be as simple as that. So the other thing on this week's I Am A Monthly that we've shared with you is a side hustle infographic. And this is really inspired by two things. So we've got International Entrepreneurs Day happening on the 21st of August. Brilliant way to celebrate innovation and entrepreneurship. But also, so many of today's young adults have dreams about side hustles, you know, and I think it's a wonderful thing. Work doesn't have to be a single discipline, does it? And I've been really inspired as well. The last few months, there's been quite a lot of posts on LinkedIn that share how businesses and side hustles are started by people, you know, in their later years. So I don't know, 40s and 50s later years, I don't know. But, you know, I think it's amazing that no matter how old you are, you could actually have, you know, a remarkable experience and impact by just playing with a side hustle, whatever that might be. And so I wanted to give a gift to you, not only to explore in this podcast, you know, how remarkable you are and the power you have to change people's lives around you to be themselves at work. But also that, you know, maybe you could have a little bit of a side hustle as well and be inspired by the younger generation of new employees and new starters as they have multiple roles in their working life too. So I hope that's been useful. Go and be you.